Hey, I'm on my spinning bike doing my cardio, and you hear the microwave, it's doing cauliflower in the background. And I'm thinking about my FD8 community and the form check and the training and how we now have a training academy finally. And for all the people who are so scared of showing up to be real, you think I judge you by you having let yourself go, or that you were fit once or now you've never been, whatever. You put onto me what you think I think, and it's not true, so let me just tell you how I feel. I spend my life with you who I care about. Love is the only fuel, the only power, and I know it, because I would never be able to love you the way I do if I didn't know where it's coming from, because there's a lot of frustration with working with people who don't even know that they are limiting themselves by choice, thinking they are not up to par or can't fit in or not good enough. So I work with that of already tons of your whole life of insecurities and things you know, been told, conditioned, trained, growing up. That you have a lot of that. And if you're typical, you're gonna have it as a baggage and you're gonna tell everyone your story and how you were in your past, how you let yourself go, whatever. And when I say whatever, it's just like it's the same story over and over in different versions. Like, so the thing with bringing your whole story forward to a new day is that you just repeat what you say or you are. Now that becomes more and more ingrained because, hey, that's the story you tell and that's who you show up. Now you wanna keep living that. And it's so easy to fall for that because you forget. If you keep on saying what you are, now you're gonna continue being it. It's a pep talk, but you do it in the negative way, the destructive. I also have to pep talk everyone up and raise you up like you're my daughters, and pretty much tell you everything you need to tell yourself every day, day in, day out. I have to make every woman in my community to really want to be the center, to take the attention for her life, for your life, on your way, and your way being fit and healthy, because you do not want to live a life that is sedentary, a trash can body life, because your body deserves better. Maybe not your mind, because you don't think your body is worth it, but your mind can change. And that's what I'm trying to make, but I need you to understand you're not gonna be strong alone, and you don't even trust me. You're not ready to follow me. You need a crowd, so you can be one of all the people doing the same kind of thing. That gives you certainty. That is how it is, you know, power in numbers. But I'm not a power person like that, and I lead myself. And I have no guarantees of success. I don't know that I can build, or I can do, or I can achieve, like nothing. Nothing is a guarantee. And in my life, I have more limitations than most of my clients ever do. But you don't see it, because you only see the surface, the looks that I built up. So now you're holding on to something that wouldn't even last anyway, because the body isn't set in stone. It's like the garden, the plant that keeps on living until we don't do it anymore. And I don't take my body for granted. And I don't want to, so I really make sure I count my blessings day in and day out. And when I watch I get a little entitled or compare, I don't let myself, because it's not doing me any good. So how I judge is this. I don't want to spend my life teaching, sharing my whole life for what I love, for people who don't even want to be there for me, as in being real, to show yourself, to let me see who is this person that talks so much, who comes in and needs support. Because I'm not an AI, I'm not a robot. I'm a real human being, I'm gonna die too. And until I do, I want to just make sure that I know who am I investing in. Because all you clients who want to make those huge transformational lives and bodies require to be around more than you want to. So even though you don't want me around, you're gonna have to face it that nobody else is coming for you, because you keep on selling out to all the fads, the new coaches, whatever that is new that isn't me, because you think I judge you, because you flake and come out and come in and come and go and never stay. So of course you remember that because you're intelligent, but that stops you because you're holding on to thinking how I feel, So this is how I feel. I couldn't be happier to see that you're real, that you want to show your face, that you don't feel you need to have filters on all the time, that you feel comfortable coming to me with right off the bed, looking like you're 100 years old, just like me, and still not think you need to fix something. That you are perfectly comfortable being sexy dressed up and you are in your sweats. That it's not about the body look, but how it works makes you feel. And then since you love the feeling, the body becomes it, because you just, again, you're not faking. You're living life, fitness life. And the more consistent you are, the more you become it. So there's no secret there, it's just you can't fake yourself. So I'm so happy to have clients who do understand that life is short, and if you want to gain muscle and train and have a way you can have for life, as in your oasis, your person, you know, your little thing that keeps you sane and happy. So have a forever thing like a love story. Then you realize that it would be such a loss if fitness life was like you want it to be, that it ends and then you're gonna maintain. Because maintaining, and nothing is more boring. That's when you go tedious and monotonous and forget you get diet depression. You forget, you don't get the pump anymore. You forget it's not about hard makes hard because you don't want to do it. You're gonna end up like me, like, yeah, I know, I love this all my life, but not anymore. What am I gonna do now? If I don't want to do what I've been told to do or been trained, it's hard to change your habits, right? Exactly the same thing when you can't transcend your training, which stops you because it's too hard or too much or too breaking down. Now you're stopped by that ignorance, thinking that is the only way to do it. And lucky me, I had no way that I wanted to keep on doing what I did on just to do it, because I don't live my life to be a chore. My paradise, you bet I defend its honor by waking up. I don't treat my relationship like it doesn't really matter. And that's when it comes down to that if you don't nurture your fitness life like a love story that you want to last, to keep exciting, your marriage to yourself, your loyalty to yourself, that's what I do. And I teach you that. Then you are really a flake for yourself. And that's how I judge. That it's about you. But I also know that I have to pay attention, because most people do waste other people's time. So what does it mean to waste my time? That is to come in so extremely desperate because you've been sabotaging and abusing yourself again, thinking it's okay to feel like shit for yourself again another day, because you don't think that it could be the last day of your life, so maybe you should be happy then. No, because you hold on to everyone else's horrible mindset about everything should be according to your way, and if it's not, you can't be happy. Well, you're never gonna be happy then, because trust me, it's not always my way, but I make it seem like it, that everything that is in my life is the way, and that's it. So I don't have to listen to my own wondering, figuring out how the universe works again. Because I don't have time for that. I'm just never gonna get to it anyway. And it's the same kind of epiphany you have to know that this whole thing of looking for the end when there are no more workouts shows that you don't really want to train. So then maybe you don't want to build a strong body, because yeah, it's gonna take more dedication and want to overcome weakness. Because if you think I'm tired and you're always gonna take that way, you're not gonna have the strong body. So there you go. So, my all respect for those who want to be real so I can get to know you. The ones who want me to have a chance to know who you are. Because the more you stay around, the more I remember you. Like algorithm, that you are there in my community, in my life, so of course I remember. Because if you're not there, if you're distant, if you're not caring, if you don't pay attention, you don't show up, and you kind of flake away, think, I'll be back a few months when Pauline is around. I want to think, like, what if I just suddenly come back and, no, Pauline, she died. Ha! What are you gonna do then? Exactly. So don't take it for granted. Instead, see, embrace that it's wonderful to have things you want to work that you don't have as your expertise. Because being the expert is not the way to grow. For instance, here's another thing, just so you know. When I form check, you might do moves the way I do. And I say, what is that going on? And you say, but you did it on the camera. Yeah, but I know how to load it in extreme angles because I know my body. But you don't, so I have to show you the basics. Which is why I'm so grateful for the students who've been with me for years and have a story that they say, but it's not who you look at all or represent. And that's okay, because I want you to know, I want to see that person you are not really, but you know, the real you who you wish was better in real, but I want to see that person you are for real, whatever how that is, because that is you, just like I show up being me. Because otherwise I build my whole life with a love for my work based on fake people who will never show who you are. So if I were needing you, for instance, I would never know. And what a bad life, because that would be like living on Instagram or social media to everyone just judge me by an image, and then one day I'm not gonna have it anymore, and then what? Like, what a horrible way. So I really love you for being friends for real, that we have this tribe, this community. We love to train and stay strong and work on being happy no matter what. That is the whole thing I'm about. Because I don't want to miss everyone's company. I don't want to complain about how we can't train because we have pain. We can overcome that together. If that is the trend, the way we do it, that becomes the culture. That is my culture. I belong to no other diet culture or physique or fitness body culture crap, because I feel everything is toxic for women long term. It's not gonna work to sustain. It's built up on the yo-yo dieting system. Nobody sees past the so-called the contest date, which is just when you think you should be ready. And what happens? Everyone sabotages, eats everything inside. You have never had time to practice moderation of. Now you're in a candy land and you don't have any to stop you. And you can just go, right? There's just cheap and there's junk everywhere. And nobody says, hey, wait. That's the problem with freedom, that you have access to all that you sabotage yourself. Welcome to understand that it can be a drug addiction to be stuck on diet yo-yo culture, where you just thrive off the succumbing to your depression because you think you can have it in you to go up on your peak again so you can start over getting leaner again, getting stronger. But that is all just lies, because we know now, I taught you, that the scale shows you you're not getting anywhere before you have tossed it out to understand how the scale works, to know its limitations, know how it works, and then life is at peace and bliss, you know what to do. So thank you for being my real women in my community. You are all needed there to represent, because it cannot just be my way of my ways. It have to be diversity. So thank you for helping me make other women feel confident and empowered and relaxed and really feel like you are the most amazing woman in your life, because you are. But very few ever thought that could be it. So if anything, I'm gonna make my mission before I'm done with this life is to make sure every woman in my life feels that you are it. The most fascinating love story of your life that nobody else can compete with, and you know yourself and you love it and you can't wait to go for another challenge and another adventure, which is just the next day. Because every day is a new way to seize the moment, seize a training day with me, and learn something you never had interest in, because now you go inwards. Look at what am I doing that is stopping me, and you notice that everything is within you already. So let's bring it in, and I'm so happy to have you. So Friday tomorrow, form check again, and thank you for being the amazing clients. I couldn't be happier.